Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services wants to change how it delivers and measures Medicaid. It launched the Medicaid Accelerator program back in July. The goal is to get Medicaid services and payments to its beneficiaries faster than ever before. And it's crowdsourcing best practices for payment and services delivery from states and other healthcare providers. Jason McNamara is one of the leaders behind IAP and a senior technical advisor for CMS in the Health and Human Services Department. He's standing by live with Emily Kopp at AFSEA Bethesda's Health IT Day. Emily.
Thank you, Tom. And Jason, thanks for being with us. So in a nutshell, what is the Accelerator program?
That's a great question. So if you look at the Accelerator program, we're really focused in a couple of critical areas. One is data analytics. The others are quality measurement, model development, disseminating best practices to states, and then evaluating sort of our innovation approach. And so if you take a 30,000-foot view of the Accelerator program, it's really a technical assistance platform where CMS can help states think about better ways to deliver care. Never before have we done this. This is sort of the first time. This is not a grant program. This is actually us providing resources to states to help build their infrastructure to deliver better quality care.
If you are successful, what sort of outcomes do you imagine?
So a couple of things. We know that states are struggling on a couple of fronts. Data analytics is probably one of the areas that this is a new frontier for states, and frankly for us too. And so one of the pieces that we've heard from states over and over again is help us think about ways to synthesize our data so that we can tell a story about our beneficiaries. And so that's what we're really trying to do here. I lead the data analytics part, so I can speak mostly to that piece. But we're also looking at measurement development, and we're looking about rapid cycle deployments back into the state policy area. And so our hope is that we can take a process that may have taken 15 months, 2 years, and shorten that a considerable amount of time.
Why is this important? Give me some examples in terms of what it means to patients.
Sure.
And to the bottom. Sure. Line financially.
Yeah, so if you look at what's happening in states, right, we have states that are doing some amazing work across health policy, and we know that they're also struggling, but I'm just going to highlight a few of what they're doing. So our Health Homes Initiative, we've approved 24 programs in 15 states. We have our delivery system reform incentive pools, that's our DSRIP, and we've approved that in 5 states. We have our shared savings model approved in 4 states. Our integrated care models across the continuum are collaborating with our duly eligible office, so that's the office that handles those beneficiaries that are covered by Medicare and Medicaid, as well as working with our CMMI folks. We're seeing a big shift from a fee-for-service model to a managed care model. We're looking at about 70% of the Medicaid population is in some sort of managed care program. And we're looking at about 47% of long-term care services and support now in the now within that managed care entity. And so we see this shift happening, right? And we see states trying to curb some of the costs. And if you look at the average state budget, about 23 to 24% of the state budget makes up Medicaid payments. And so they need to curb the costs and they need help. And so we see that as a critical point for us to enter and really form a unique partnership that's never been done before to help everybody so that we can move collectively upward.
So it's really been up to the states to set their own policy in terms of how they're going to manage their costs and how they're going to give care.
That's right.
And but you also have to worry about the money that you're sending going to the right places, that people are getting the services that they need.
That's right.
You handle the data analytics part. Can you just give me one example of how you've worked with states?
Sure. So we're actually working, a critical part for us is our super utilizers. They take up a large, large portion of our healthcare costs. Depending on the data, it'll tell you anywhere between 30 to 50% of our costs come from the super utilizers.
Who's a super utilizer?
A super utilizer is somebody who would consume an abnormal amount of care. These people have very unique health issues, and they have multiple providers, multiple medications, multiple visits to the emergency room departments. These are our hotspotters that really take up a large portion of our costs. And so what we're seeing on the state side, I'm going to refer to Tennessee for a moment, is all the payers in Tennessee came together and said, we have to help contain these costs. All the payers came together and said, this is also a problem for us here. okay, what can we all do collectively to push this forward so that we can help reduce some of the costs? And so the project is currently underway, so we don't have a lot of data to talk about yet. But essentially what they're doing is they're using their health information exchange network, and they're building in an alert system that can tell the payers and the care managers when a super utilizer has entered the system and is receiving care. And that's an opportunity for us to proactively intervene into that patient and provide a better prescriptive path so that we can get them onto the road to better health. So that's just one sort of example. From a national perspective, we're actually working on our TMSIS platform, which is our Medicaid Statistical Information System. This is a newer system. We've been using an outdated version before, and so we're launching that transformed version now. And that transformed version is going to show us a bigger data set in a more real-time fashion. That's never really happened before for us, so this is a new frontier, even from our perspective.
Yeah, and how will you do that? I mean, how will you get the real-time data? Where is it coming from?
So it's near real-time. It's not quite
real-time.
Yes, because there are a lot of contributors to the data feed. But essentially what we're doing is we're taking a process that was every other quarter, and we're reducing that to monthly. And so we're hoping that with that information coming in on a monthly basis, with give or take about 30-day delay, we'll be able to provide a better roadmap and become a better learning environment for our states and for us alike.
Is this all based on electronic health records? Is that where you're getting a lot of the data?
So that's a good question. I think the Electronic Health Record Incentive Program managed out of our office is a big initiative. It's obviously gained a lot of notoriety. We've approved and disseminated about $24.5 billion in incentive payments out to providers and hospitals around the country. And so that was the start, right? And so we often refer internally as, let's make that program, which is dubbed Meaningful Use, let's make it meaningful. And so what we're doing now is we're pushing the envelope with the states to help collect data so that they can take a look at the quality, they can take a look what they're paying for, they can take a look at where their high costs are, so we can try to figure out how to reduce that.
We're speaking with Jason McNamara. He's a senior technical advisor for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Wanted to ask you a little bit. You're speaking today about data, and it seems like you're going to be talking about some of the challenges and data quality and how use the data. Can you give me a short preview?
Sure. So I think folks are interested in what our view is from the Medicaid perspective about sharing data. This is a new frontier for us with new data sources coming in from all perspectives. And so we have a lot of things to work out still. This is going to be a learning environment for all of us. And so you'll hear me speak a little bit about needing to partner up with not only states as our partners, but outside resources, universities, to help think about better ways to deliver data not only back to the states, but also to folks that may need it, like researchers and universities. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about what we're going to do with program integrity with the new onset of data coming into the agency, and what that's going to look like. And then we're going to talk a little bit about how we're going to use that to drive our policy.
And do you hear people, when you tell them about your program, people saying, oh, well, if you can do it at CMS, then I can certainly do it?
So there are some folks that I think want to protect their own work, right? And I think it's very difficult for them to conceptualize the idea of CMS coming to the state to help them deliver resources, right? And I think that's been an interesting turn. And so I think there's some that are very welcome to it. I think others are sort of questioning our approach.
All right. Jason McNamara is a senior technical advisor for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey,
and
Emily, can I just ask Jason one more question while he's there? Jason, you still with us?
I sure am.
I was just wondering, with all of this data gathering, I know CMS has been on a heavy course of trying to reduce the cases of waste, fraud, and abuse in payments. Is some of the work you're doing in data, will that help that effort also?
Absolutely. That's really a focus for us. And I don't want to speak for our chief data officer now, Brennan, but I think he's very interested in closing that gap.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.